The Torah, when it describes the mitzvah of shofar, it's referred to Yom Truah and Zichron Truah. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in the beginning of the fourth perek, I believe, explains, goes through the Havamin of the Yerushalmi, but the Maskana of the Bavli, but Yom Truah is referring to during the week when you actually blow the shofar, and Zichron Truah is referring to Shabbos when you don't blow the shofar. So the Bavli concludes, Aurelia Min HaTorah, we always blow the shofar, whether you're in the Beis HaMikdash or you're anywhere else. But Midrabanan, Gzeira Derevav, this like you made Gzeira by shofar, lulav, and Megillah, so we don't do it. But Min HaTorah, you blow the shofar everywhere. We made a gzeira derava, but we didn't make a gzeira derava in the Beis HaMikdash because Kohanim's reason him. So Min HaTorah and Midrabanan, the shofar was blown even when Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, we blew shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam, that not only did it apply to the Beis HaMikdash, but the Rambam Shita was, it applied to Yerushalayim as well. And in fact, in 1967, post Yom Yerushalayim, Six-Day War, Chafkas Iyar, that when Rosh Hashanah occurred on Shabbos, there was a debate among the Rabbanim whether, according to the Rambam's opinion, if you assume the Mikdash means Yerushalayim, according to the Rambam, whether I could, in the old city of Yerushalayim, could I blow shofar? In fact, as the Aruch Haner discusses the Shaila and Sukkot, if someone shook the Dalet Minim in the air in the new city of Yerushalayim, they went to the Kotel, maybe the Chayiv now to, because that was only, they were in, during, it's only a Zechu and Mikdash outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but so maybe you become Chayiv. So either way, so that was a discussion post 67, should you blow the shofar on Shabbos because of this Rambam? However, Rav Soloveitchik strongly felt the answer is no. Even according to the Rambam, post 67, even if you assume that you shall, like the Rambam, that Yerushalayim as it did in the Mikdash, he still wouldn't. Why? Because he thought, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that the heter, or non-gzera, to blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't because it was the Beis HaMikdash per se, it wasn't because the physical fact of being in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's because of what was in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin. As we see, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that not only could you blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, but he extended it to Yavne and any place where the Beis Din HaGadol was. And I guess the svara would be that since the great rabbis were in such locations, we wouldn't have to worry about Chilul Shabbos in these places. So therefore, the Rav pointed out, even if we follow the Rambam Shita, it wouldn't help because we don't have a Sanhedrin, we don't have a Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. And where does the Rambam get his opinion that Yerushalayim is an extension of the Makam HaMikdash? It's also called Mikdash. Because the Gemara, the Torah talks about the Halacha of Zakin Mamre in Dvarim Yudzayin Ches, and the Gemara in Sota Memhei Amin Aleph discusses it. The Torah says v'kamtov alis el hamakom, and the Gemara says malamid shamakom gorei. It talks about that you only could do based, you could only pass kenandina in the fushas malamid shamakom gorei. The Gemara over there explains that when the psak of the Beis and Agada is only binding if it's done in the Makam HaMikdash, but if it's done, I think what the Gemara calls the Beis Pagi, somewhere outside Yerushalayim, so then it's not binding. But what do we see from here? It doesn't dafka have to be in the Lishkas Hagazis, even if it was done outside of the Lishkas Hagazis, but definitely in what we call Yerushalayim. So we see it has, even so it's outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's still considered HaMakom Gorim. So Rav Shachter points out that since 1967, even though we got back Yerushalayim, and we haven't physically started to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, that gets into how do we build by Yishlishi? Is it going to come like Rashi Me'eshi Bane? Or like the Rambam, we're going to do it Derech HaTeva. So even though we haven't started, even though there are those who want to, and people want to bring Karbonos now, however, Chazal tell us there are different things we could do to hasten the coming of the Mashiach. And one of those is Talmud Torah. And that's why it could be why Yom Yerushalayim is always right before Shavuos. That's the way, I mean, obviously, because it's Chav Chasiyah, but why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have the events turn out? Because the connection to the, besides it being a Makom HaTfilah, Makom Karbanos, it's a Makom HaTorah as well. That we say one of the mitzvahs that hasten the Mashiach is Talmud Torah, and specifically Torah Shabbat Peh. On Ches Amid Aleph, that based on the Pasuk in Hosea 8:10, that although they pay tribute to the nations, now I would gather them, as a, because from the word Yitnu and Masnisan. So Chazal learned out that in the merit of studying Mishnayis, we're going to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, we know Mishnayis, Neshama, the minhag of learning Mishnayis by Avo as well. But Mishnah is obviously also, in a broadening out sense, Mishnah represents Torah Shabbat Peh. So therefore, as we know, since 1948, but since 1967, when we got back Eretz Yisrael, when we got back to Yerushalayim, how many yeshivas have opened up in Yerushalayim and specifically in the Era Tika? And there's so much, there's more Torah learning in Eretz Yisrael now going perhaps than ever. So therefore, that's a hachana for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That, as we said, not only is it a Makom HaKarbanos, Makom HaTfilah, but it's the Makom of Liman HaTorah, and therefore we pray for the day that through our Zchus of Torah learning, Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we see Yom Yerushalayim service as well as a time of Makom HaTorah right before Shavuos, and we prepare for the building of the Beis HaMikdash through our learning Torah, and specifically learning Torah Shabbat Peh.